Hello, and welcome to Peak Perspective, the podcast series that examines key challenges relating to insurance and risk that face the aerospace industry. I'm Marcel Chad, president of Peak Risk Partners. These podcasts provide a deeper insight into the topics that are relevant to our sector, including claims, analytics, ESG, and the power of partnerships.
In this episode, we're exploring the integration of ESG factors in the insurance industry. I'm Neil Maynard, senior partner at Peak Risk Partners, and with me is Rachel Deleuze, head of sustainability at Convex Insurance. Convex is a global commercial insurer based in London, Bermuda, and Luxembourg. Welcome, Rachel, and thank you for joining me.
Hi.
So before we turn to specific ESG topics, I just wanted to touch on the fact that you've recently returned from the UN Climate Change Conference in Glasgow. What takeaway did you come back from that event that would apply to our industry?
Well, I think what really came across from COP26 for me was the unprecedented scale of the private sector's commitment towards transition. You know, in 2019, for example, there was 5 trillion of assets committed to net zero. Since COP26, that's gone to 130 trillion. From the GFANS group of 450 members of the financial sector is committed to this. So to me, it's enormous, the gargantuan scale of that and the commitment that's behind that. You know, similarly, there was 30% of the global economy was committed to net zero at the beginning of 2020. That's now at 90%. So whilst there's been some frustration that governments can't always do more, they can't be as unified as we might want them to be in their targets, the position of the financial sector has really come on enormously. And we shouldn't underestimate the impact of that wall of investment committed to transition and adaptation. There was also some other sort of important commitments from, for example, methane. Methane is a relatively efficient way to address the global gas emission issue, and that there's a commitment to reduce that by 30% by 2030. So there's a really sort of some very specific targets that have been achieved. But I think for me, it's the scale of the financial sector. One other point that I think it will really shift how the pace of which this is now going to be, the changes are going to be implemented, is the standardisation of sustainability standards and indeed reporting that this will enforce. So they introduced something called the ISSB, the International Sustainability Standards Board, and that will bring a leveller beyond what is there currently in existence under the financial related climate disclosures. And that will mean that not just the financial sector, but other corporates as well, will be reporting on a sort of even playing field. And that will be implemented with a lot of uniformity across a lot of countries. So that will be, will make a significant difference.
So turning specifically to our sector, do you believe that insurance industry has a very good understanding of the relevance of ESG topics and the practical application within our business?
Yes, I think it's changed a lot in the last year, and it is continuing to do so. I think where it's shifted is hitherto it's been quite a focus on what insurers as asset managers, insurers obviously have big insurance asset portfolios and indeed are I assume, risk on the liability side of their balance sheet. Previously, it's been very much about what they're doing from an asset perspective and also operationally, you know, how they manage their buildings and their travel, etc. Where the change now is looking at insurers as underwriters and the risks they're assuming. Not only, I mean, I guess for a long time, we have been looking at the climate change impact from a risk perspective, but we're sort of waking up now to the impact we can have in, you know, as a corporate and as an industry in terms of the influence we can have and the role we can play in transition and indeed the opportunity that brings to us. But it's complex and certainly the focus for us is on really trying to understand the transition path of industries and corporates.
So Rachel, if I could add to that, do you see clients' ESG factors and scoring by external rating agencies now becoming ever more influential in the assessment of risks by insurers?
Yes, I do, but it's got a long way to go. So I think what we're using at the moment, to the extent that we are using it in from an underwriting perspective, and even that, as I was mentioning, is relatively limited, even in the very big, but well-established insurers, from what I can gather. But we are starting to use that data. But the data at the moment has been created by the investment world. So it's sort of looking at corporates from an investment perspective. So we are looking at the data points that one can get from there. And there is increasingly, you know, good granular data points about, you know, the emissions, well, the different areas of ESG, but in particular, I guess we're interested in the emissions factors of different industries, of different corporates, different industries. And that is something that, you know, we're looking to build out and use in terms of our client selection and indeed our underwriting. So I think that will be growing and will be developed increasingly for insurance purposes.
Is there any other data sets, Rachel, that you perhaps would place other more importance on?
One that will be really important is the Net Zero Insurance Alliance are currently working with an organisation called PCAF to determine a methodology for calculating emissions associated with underwriting. So it's not the same thing as using these data points to inform your risk evaluation, your client selection, etc. But it's the extent to which you underwrite property and airlines and casualty, that will have, in different sectors and different industries, that there will be a methodology to be able to calculate, because we will, alongside other insurers, have to report in our Scope 3 emissions, the emissions associated with our underwriting. So I think that will bring a huge amount of transparency into how we all consider and evaluate our clients from an ESG perspective.
So I'd like to turn the conversation now specifically towards aviation. Insureds are totally united in their goals to reduce their emissions by new technologies. Just wonder if I could ask you how the aviation insurance industry can encourage and support our worldwide client base to meet their goals in reaching net zero.
I think, as I was mentioning earlier, I think understanding the data is really important. So that's the first thing we've got to do. We've got to be able to have some way of understanding clients' ESG's strategies and trajectories. So that's really important. And then, to the extent we can work with clients to look to incentivize and encourage ways in which they can, you know, use more energy efficient materials in their both in their operations and, you know, the creation of aircraft. And even so, for example, in the property insurance world, there are things called build back greener clauses, or build back better sometimes, or upgrade to green. So the extent to which we can encourage, you know, in terms of more environmentally friendly materials, that would be a positive. Yeah, I think it's really important that we keep up to speed and well informed on the transition and gate in the transition of our clients in the aviation sector. And I think the changing risk profile will be a part of that. But the better we understand it, the better we can underwrite it.
So one last question, Rachel. With ESG, do you see that as presenting a major opportunity for the industry to innovate and potentially promote new products?
I do. I mean, that's exactly why I came back from COP26, you know, really quite positive compared to some of the more negative noise that was being heralded in the newspapers. I really see that there is enormous opportunity for all industries, and it's for insurance included, but it's for us to be proactive and to be at the forefront and understanding of the new technologies and make sure that we are making sure that our business, our policies are keeping up to speed on that. And I'd emphasize, Neil, that it's not just about transition, it's about adaptation. We have to understand the changing risk profile of those we insure, but it's about, you know, the scale of adaptation of all businesses and industries really shouldn't be underestimated. But the better we understand the risks, the more opportunity and the more we can be bold in accessing those opportunities.
Thank you, Rachel. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for. I'm Neil Maynard. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to Peak Perspective, the podcast that examines the biggest challenges facing the aerospace industry relating to insurance and risk. We hope you found this interesting and relevant. And if you want to join the conversation, please do get in touch with one of the team. You can also follow us on social media.